economicstimes.com. This is the morning brief from the Economic Times.
Has he gone again? He's gone again! Four in a row! Oh my goodness! Tavernier is a legend! He's a legend!
That was from the extraordinary knock of Rajasthan Royals player Rahul Tavernier, whose innings helped his team accomplish the highest ever run chase in the history of the Indian Premier League cricket tournament. He has been among a crop of younger players whose performances have sparked tremendous excitement among cricket fans as the 13th edition of the IPL has gotten underway in the UAE. This edition of the IPL is special in many ways. In a world battered by COVID-19, it's the first live sports offering in a long time. The logistics of organizing a safe sports tournament amidst a pandemic, of course, is daunting. But underpinning all of this is also the economics of it. What IPL means for television viewership, advertisers and brand, and in turn, what it portends for the Indian economy and the broader sentiment. From the Economic Times, I'm Shrudhijit, and this is the Morning Brief. Joining me today to take us through the nuances of the IPL economy is Gaurav Laghate. It is Mumbai-based correspondent covering the business of sports, media and entertainment. Gaurav, thanks for joining us this morning. Gaurav, tell us how this edition of the IPL is being organized. What are the behind-the-scenes action that we are not quite hearing about? And what are the logistical challenges involved at organizing something at this scale?
Hi, good morning, SK, and thanks for having me here. So, as you said, what are the challenges? I mean, never it's easy to organize such a large-scale event. And that too, in the times of COVID, when you have to manage bio-bubbles, you have to take stringent health and safety measures. So just to give you an example, we have around 800 to 1,000 people in UAE, in Dubai, Abu Dhabi, and Sharjah. There are three venues and multiple hotels. All are under bio-bubble, right? So they are not allowed to go outside. They are cut off from the world. And they are playing in empty stadiums. Even here in India, the teams have some hotels quarantined and using bio bubbles just to be sure if they want to send someone from here as replacement. So this is the kind of measures they have taken to ensure that there are no issues, no new cases, and the tournament goes on smoothly.
And back home, I think Star and the broadcasters, they also need to have their own bio bubbles and, you know, all kinds of logistics and infrastructure, right?
Yes. You know, they all are taking very stringent measures to ensure safe. So here also, when all the staff of whoever is involved in that, all the commentators, everyone is using the bio bubble in India, in the hotels also.
Great. Let's talk about how all of this effort is paying off. What has been the viewership numbers looking like?
So viewership is fantastic this year. And as it was expected earlier, because first of all, people don't have any outside avenues for entertainment, right? Mm-hmm. They are stuck at home. They can't go to watch movies, parks, hotels. Everything is closed. And after a long time, this is the first major international live sports event. So first of all, sports is the only appointment viewing programming left, right? You can watch some other show maybe 2 hours later, 3 hours later. But if you're a sports fan, you want to catch all the action live.
Absolutely.
Right. So as it was expected that this year viewership should and will go up. The first week data, TV viewership data that we have, it shows that 269 million viewers. That's to tell you, one out of every three TV viewers in India. Okay. 269 million viewers watched the first 7 matches first week. And the overall time spent was 15% higher than last year, which was 60.6 billion minutes across Star channels.
Wow.
And when you come to household also, so we have a total of 836 million is the TV universe in India. Out of that, 269 million. And if you take match by match for the first 7 matches, first match reached 158 million viewers. Second reached 140 million. And every single match crossed the 100 million viewership. That's some very big numbers.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, the numbers will likely go up as the tournament reaches its more advanced stages and battles.
Yeah. So usually what we have seen is the opening is high. then right. it slightly tapers down in, say, week third or fourth. And then during the last 2 weeks, again, it picks up.
Right.
So that has been overall year on year for the last 13 years.
In some ways, that actually mirrors what happens on the ground as well. Some, you know, hard hitting early overs, then some, you know, middle over sort of thoda thanda ho jata hai, and then towards
right.
batsmen sort of, you know, press the accelerator.
Right. But what has happened this time is that the opening match has scored higher than in the history of entire 13 years.
Wait, what?
Yes. So IPL 13 opening day viewership numbers, which is 158 million, is more than ever. Any IPL debut has not scored that kind of number.
So the opening of this year's IPL was an all-time record in terms of viewership numbers.
For opening match.
Oh, for opening match.
For opening match.
And how about on digital? I mean, how's the tournament performing on Hotstar? What are you hearing?
Okay. So the thing is, Hotstar has not disclosed any numbers. But what has changed this year is that they have taken the tournament behind paywall.
Oh.
So the free users can only watch it for the first 5 minutes.
Right.
So clearly, we are anticipating a drop in overall viewership on Hotstar. We have estimated it to be around, say, 30% drop.
Okay.
But what we are also hearing is that there's a very healthy jump in the subscription numbers.
Right.
So we have not been able to authenticate those numbers. We have not been able to check the validity. So we have not spoken about those numbers. But it's a very healthy jump. Now, we will see once they announce their quarterly results what the numbers are. But I think that will surprise everyone.
Right. Star India raised a lot of eyebrows back in 2017 when it paid $2.5 billion for IPL's broadcast rights for 5 years, which was substantially higher than what the incumbent broadcaster was paying. Gaurav, tell me, how has that bet paid off so far?
So, yeah, I mean, when Star did that, you know, Star paid 16,347.5 crore for 5 years.
And this was in 2018, right?
Yes. And, you know, so Sony had paid 8,600, which is approximately half of that, for 10 years.
Right.
So, you know, when there is a 4x jump and half of the years and double the money, it raised a lot of eyebrows. People were wondering if Star will be able to recoup that kind of money. But it seems like a safe bet now. Because year on year, what Star has managed, it has made it bigger, right? It has taken the ad rates to an astronomical, never heard of numbers. This time also, they were selling a 10-second spot for, say, around 10.5 to 12 lakh per 10 seconds. That's big. Also, what has happened is not just advertising, but distribution revenue. Because with IPL, with BCCI rights, Star has a very strong cricket portfolio.
Right.
And it drives the distribution of its sports channels.
Right.
So between Hotstar, between TV and between distribution and overseas syndication, I think 5 years, they will make some profit.
They'll quite comfortably, yeah. Okay, you know, when you spoke about that, what came to my mind was what a tremendous property IPL has turned out to be, really, you know, and you know, when there was a lot of skepticism when this was started, people were like, oh, can we really? I mean, we are trying to mirror the English Premiership or, you know, the club model in football. Like, will it really work in cricket and so on and so forth? Now it has transformed the entire cricketing ecosystem. You know, the discovery of new talent, the number of people who are able to, I mean, especially for players, it has completely changed the game. You know, the number of new exciting talent, be it Sanju Samson or Tevatia, who are being thrown up into national limelight. It's tremendous. So, you know, quite apart from all this economic value being created, you know, quite an extraordinary tournament it has become for the cricket ecosystem at large, right?
No, of course. I mean, you have to give it to Lalit Modi at that time and to BCCI. I mean, whatever is said and done, BCCI is one of the few organizations who have been managed to conduct an event of this scale. If you look at India, no other sports federation has managed something like that.
Yeah.
In fact, they keep fighting among themselves.
Correct.
Right? Many of these leagues may not happen because after first season, they get greedy. The federations get greedy. They start to renegotiate or they start infighting. So BCCI year after year, this is the 13th year.
Right.
You know, and I will say this, BCCI was not announcing cancellation of this league for the longest time, right? This year because of COVID. Right. And a lot of people were asking why, you know, what is it with the IPL? Why do they have to do IPL when people are dying, when people are getting affected by this, by COVID?
Yeah.
But the point is, whatever said and done, IPL is now, I think Sony once termed it as India ka tyohar, right? Mm-hmm. It boosts morale. It boosts economic activity.
Absolutely.
It's a 10,000 crore sort of property now in terms of advertising, in terms of sponsorships. You know, so BCCI, and I believe this year, the only stakeholder which lost some money is BCCI because of Vivo going away and they had to go for a re-auction of their title sponsor, which came about half of the price, right? So, right. And Dream 11 is paying 222 crore. Vivo was paying 440 per year. So BCCI is the only party, only stakeholder, which is losing about 200 crore. But apart from that, everyone is making money.
Yeah.
And why is biggest media property? Because, you know, 50 days of prime time action, strong buzz, high brand recall for everyone. And for viewers, it's the only property which has a appointment viewing. They are coming, they are sitting in front of their TV sets to watch this.
Grabbing a lot of eyeballs. But I think the point you made about morale in a time of gloom like this, I think, yes, it's a very important one. On my own social media feeds, I don't remember, I mean, in the last many, many months, seeing any kind of excitement at all. I mean, it was all gloom.
Exactly.
And infection rates. I mean, all of which, of course, is a reality very much around us. I mean, tragedies, is happening to families all the time. All around us. But nonetheless, I mean, the point is that for the first time, I'm seeing some amount of excitement, people being, you know, happy and excited and celebratory about something. And related to that is the fact that IPL is perhaps the first instance, the kind of advertising revenue, I mean, the advertising spends that companies have been committing and brands have been committing to it, which I've watched with great interest in the stories you've been writing, Gaurav. it's sort of a big indicator of, you know, a kind of returning economic vibrancy. And ever since COVID hit, you know, economically speaking, things have been in the doldrums. There has been an economic contraction. And people are eagerly looking for signals as to, you know, is there a revival? What is the shape of the revival and so on? And IPL really has, I think, proved to be, we can't quite quantify it. Okay, what does this mean for the larger economy? But at the very least, as a sort of a signpost, as a sort of an informal, you know, bellwether, it has indeed boosted sentiment, I would say. Can you take us through the entire IPL advertising scenario? How big is it? You know, what is the composition of advertisers?
So, as you rightly said, I mean, for advertisers have started opening their purse for IPL, right?
Right.
And rightfully so, because over the years, IPL has proved to be the biggest driver of any new campaign. Right? It gives brands a legitimacy. If you are on IPL, you're considered as a serious contender, serious right. brand. So a lot of challenger brands also come. A lot of new campaigns are launched on IPL. So if this year, if you see Vodafone Idea, what they did was that they planned their launch around IPL.
Correct.
And they are one of the co-presenting sponsors on Star. They are spending close to 130 crores only on IPL this year.
Wow.
Right? What has happened over the years that IPL's value has been proved. So when Star went to market earlier this year, when it was supposed to happen in March, they had already asked for a 15 to 20% jump over last year. So it was over 10.5 lakh to 11 lakh per 10 second spot.
Right.
And at that time, they had, I think, signed some 9 to 10 sponsors.
They must have been really nervous, right? I mean, considering the economic situation,
yeah.
They must have very carefully asked for a 20%. They must have been worried what the reaction would be.
Yeah, right. And then it got pushed and nobody knew that when it's happening and all. And I remember talking to the top guys in Star and they said, once it was announced that it's happening from 19th of September, uh-huh. I asked if you will be able to retain the same rates.
Right.
And they said, absolutely. And I asked, you know how the market condition is, right? And they were like, but that's the thing, right? I mean, IPL is the only property which can command those kind of premiums.
Right.
And this was the only property where people want to spend on.
Right.
Right. So they managed. The only question or the only thing that they were hoping is how to sign those deals, because they had only about 2 weeks, right?
Correct.
So signing the deals were, I think, their bigger challenge rather than getting advertisers. And a couple of interesting trends on advertising front we have seen this time. One is, of course, we know that a lot of first-time advertisers have come. And every year, new advertisers do come in. But this is the first time when...
Sorry to interrupt. What is the total amount of advertising that has been committed to this edition of IPL.
Okay. So this year, our information says it's close to 3,000 crore.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. And over 100 brands are on board.
Okay.
On Star only. Some of the new advertisers include Cred. Facebook has come for the first time on IPL.
Right.
ITC Foods, Reckitt Benckiser, HDFC Mutual Funds. These are some of the first time advertisers, right? And apart from that, also, for the first time, they have 5 co-presenting sponsors. And co-presenting sponsors pay more than 100 crore each. Usually, they have 4. This time, they have 5. And this is also the time when they have most number of associate sponsors also.
Right.
And they are also spending between 45 to 75 crores each. That's some very big numbers on sponsoring on IPL. Also, another trend is new economy companies or dot-com companies. We are seeing this trend since last 2-3 years. But this year, a lot of startups have committed big and serious money on IPL. And FMCGs. This is for the first time and FMCGs have come on board. Usually, when it happens in summer, we have seen a lot of summer brands, ACs and coolers, which have not, of course, come this time. But Colgate, Mondelez, and so many companies which have never advertised. Because FMCGs are usually very bulk buyers. They don't go for high impact properties, rather than they go for more frequency. But this is the first time they have also come on board.
That was the voice of my colleague Gaurav Lakhate, who covers the business of sports, media and entertainment for ET out of Mumbai. It's 13 years old now and IPL has grown from strength to strength. This year, it is being held under extraordinary circumstances, without spectators and with complex logistics to protect the tournament from the pandemic. And yet, it is not only thriving, but also acting as a bellwether and booster of broader sentiment. And if advertiser response to the IPL is anything to go by, the sentiment is buoyant, and perhaps that will help boost consumption and spell good news for the economy. That's it from us today. I'm Srudhijit from The Economic Times. This episode was edited by Devina Sengupta and coordinated by Anjali Venugopalan. The Morning Brief appears Tuesdays, Thursdays and Fridays. You can write to us with feedback on themorningbrief@timesgroup.com. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a nice day ahead.
Awaaz.com